So Radha and Krishna are not an ordinary boy and girl. If they were ordinary boy and girl, then why would so many renounced monks, sannyasis, why would they be so much absorbed in singing about their beauty, about their pastimes? Naturally, if they were an ordinary boy and girl, then we'd all go out and have our own affairs. See? But since they're very special, since their bodies are Satchitananda, eternity, knowledge, and bliss, therefore their loving affairs are much different than the loving affairs of this temporary body, which is a combination of chemicals, and which is not myself, but only a puppet that I'm moving with myself. Actually, myself is originally eternal, full of bliss and knowledge, just like the body of Krishna. But because of my forgetfulness of my relationship with Krishna, therefore I've identified myself as matter, as this chemicals. But Radha and Krishna, this divine couple, have their own loving affairs, which are filled with emotional exchanges of love, just like a boy and girl in this material world, but based on eternity, knowledge, and bliss. If you see a writing on a rock, just like once I was sitting down chanting on my beads in a forest, and there was a rock where a girl had written, "Mary loves John forever." Naturally, when you give your love, you give it forever, isn't it? You don't give your love to someone and think, well, I'm giving my love to you for a little while, but I want to tell you that in a little bit I'm going to leave you and go off somewhere else. No one begins a loving relationship like that, is it? Whenever we begin a loving relationship, it's always with that feeling that I'm giving my love forever. You see, that is real love, actually. Unfortunately, Mary didn't love John forever, because right next to it, I saw Mary loves Mike now, forever.